Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, has the FBI created a climate of fear for American Muslims?
The FBI has been accused by the American Civil Liberties Union of profiling Muslims and targeting them for investigation. Many media reports have surfaced revealing how law enforcement agencies have infiltrated Muslim American communities, spied on them, and kept files on individual Muslims without any evidence of wrongdoing. Craig Montiel, an ex-FBI informant, said he was trained to entrap the Muslims whose mosques, homes, and businesses he infiltrated for the Bureau. In 2012, it was revealed that the FBI was illegally using an outreach program to spy on Muslims. The program was used at mosques in Northern California as a guise to collect intelligence. In addition to this, the FBI issued training materials instructing agents at Quantico, an FBI training facility, that mainstream Muslims are violent, radical, and linked to terrorism. This week on Islam and Life, we ask, has the FBI created a climate of fear for American Muslims?
We thought after the election of Barack Obama that things were going to change. The era of George W. Bush was quite worrying and quite difficult for Muslims targeted within the states and the United States of America, and as well around the world. And we hoped at that time with a new president and things were going to be better. All the figures, all the surveys and the studies are showing that it's quite the opposite. Things are very bad in the United States of America. The American Civil Liberties Union are just showing how much people are under surveillance, monitored, or communities infiltrated. More than that even, we have people in jail today in the United States of America, not because they have done something, but they had the intention, maybe, we don't know, the potential intention of doing something, and they were, because they were watching a YouTube program, or they were connected to a website, and this is why they have been jailed. Things are very bad, the situation is very worrying, and some questions must be asked and put to the American government, but also to all the citizens and the Democrats around the world, because what is happening in the United States of America is also happening in other countries. And as Tony Blair said once, the rules of the game have change. What does it mean? For more democracy, for more freedom, for more equality, for more living together, or for targeting a segment of the Western citizens today, and of course mainly the Muslims? To answer all these questions, I'm joined by my guest, Chair Ahmad Hanif, an Islamic scholar. Thank you so much for being with us today. Let me start with what is happening. I was in the States a few months ago and I was talking to people. I was also working with the legal organizations telling me what is happening is just unbelievable. And there is a silence around this, and many people were talking about the solitary confinement where people are put in jail with nobody to talk to, for not only, and no light, not knowing when it's the daylight or the night. And at the end, if we stay, and the psychologists are saying, if you stay 2 weeks in such a situation, you can lose your milestones. And yes, that's just psychological torture. Mm-hmm. And it's there now for people sometimes who have done nothing. So what is the state of affairs in the state today?
Well, the state of affairs, one can say, is a form of psychological terrorism, if one can ask that, because terror is basically instilling fear in a population. Unfortunately, we think of terror as instilling fear of a violent type of activity that threatens people's physical safety. but you also have a form of terrorism which is based upon instilling a psychological fear in people that makes them afraid to speak, that makes them afraid to act, that makes them afraid to even criticize the environment of fear in which they live. And this is best represented, for example, historically, by the role of the Gestapo in Nazi Germany and the KGB in the Soviet Union. I think with respect to Muslims, it is not an exaggeration to say that in the United States of America, the FBI and police organizations are actually creating this state of fear in the Muslim population. I think there's a reason for this. And I think the reason for this is the fact that the Muslim population represents a potentially influential community organization that could have a profound impact upon the democratic process. That
let me come to this, because this, I think it's a very critical point. Before that, because what I heard by people when we talk like this, when you say, look, there are other reasons that the, you know, proclaim reasons that are, oh, it's about terrorists. But still, you, like me, we know that what happened in the States, and this was in 2001, winning it or not, even with all what we don't know about what happened, still violence was there, people were killed, innocent Americans died in the whole process. And when we come with, all this is done for no reasons, some in the American administration and some, you know, ordinary citizens are telling, no, you can't say it's for no reasons. There are objective reasons, is that now we have a discourse within the Muslim communities that is acknowledging or promoting violence. And while at the same time, you can see leaders, Muslim leaders, saying that's true, that we have to deal with our own problems. What would be your answer to this when it's there is an objective reality that you have to deal with?
Yes, I think it's absolutely right. You know, we do have strains in the Muslim community that are a danger to social, the security of the society. We do definitely have groups like this. You know what I mean? What's happening in Syria and so forth, the fact that you have hundreds of young jihadists leaving Western countries and going to Syria and so on, and the potential for social instability and so on when they come back. These things are very, very real. But I think wrapped up in this is are things like racism and ethnocentrism, which tends to sort of paint an entire community, you see, under the same brush as being potential terrorists. When we look at, for example, the Oklahoma bombing, okay, we did not find, as a result of that Oklahoma bombing, the victimization and stereotyping of of fundamentalist Christians. You see, when we look at the statistics, we find that, for example, in the United States of America, the vast majority of violent actions in the state, murders and so forth, for political purposes, have been done by the Christian right wing. Nevertheless, you do not find, for example, the type of mass you know, surveillance of Christian churches. You don't find, for example, Christians feeling pressured to control what they are saying and so forth. So there is a type of a racism, and this is what they call profiling, really, you see. There's a racism that is also involved in this. And I think this is something also rooted in the American history itself. When you look at the FBI, for example, you find the FBI since the turn of the 20th century was busy profiling Italians, profiling anarchists, profiling socialists, and so forth, and infiltrating them, including the civil rights movement, you see?
Civil rights movements, the black movement,
the Black Panther Party, and so forth, and the American Indian movement, and so on. That's not new.
So as it is not new, I think it's very important what you are saying here, because it's not new, this is known. So there are objective facts that we have to acknowledge, but that this cannot explain the level, the scope of what is happening now, with people being monitored, this targeting the people, stigmatizing the whole community, and then infiltrating, even pushing people, pushing people to do things that we know now. And this, there are books that have been written in the States just showing that it's there is a strategy here. And you were starting by saying something that is, I would ask you, why? Yes. Why 10 years, more than 10 years after September the 11th, when we would have expected that things could be should be better now, they are worse even, and then we see it's not evolving the right way.
I think before September 11th, Islam was the most rapidly expanding religion in the United States of America. It still is, but it has slowed down tremendously. Okay. Also, you found that Muslims had a very strong sense of confidence in being able to discuss and create political opinions with respect to Americans' activities abroad and within the country. Okay. And I think 9/11, many say it was a false flag operation, but even if it was not a false flag operation, it provided the perfect opportunity for the state to fundamentally curtail freedom of speech and organization in the Muslim community in order to silence or truncate the development of a mature and coherent response to American imperialist ambitions overseas.